USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Another senseless mass shooting, this time in New Orleans, where three people were killed and seven wounded. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says two gunmen shot indiscriminately into a crowd about 3 miles away from the French Quarter.
By no means does anyone think they need to take matters into their own hands. The New Orleans Police Department and our partners are on this. We will stay on it until we clear it and until we hold those accountable for it.
The suspects were armed with a handgun and a rifle. Another wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon in Napa County, California. Stan Williams stayed behind to protect his home as he watched part of his neighborhood around Lake Berryessa go up in flames.
This is a small community. We know pretty much know one another, and it's very devastating, very sad.
So far, at least a half dozen homes have been destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Officials say Richard Story killed four family members and then himself in Robstown, Texas, Friday night. His 13-year-old adopted son and his wife's 41-year-old son were found shot to death in a home. Story's father and his wife were killed at a nursing home where Story also shot himself. State Representative Abel Herrero says the community has been shaken by the murders.
We extend our condolences to the families, and we ask everyone to keep them in your prayers.
A suspected killer apparently used dating apps to lure his victims in a string of assaults on both coasts. Police say 27-year-old Daniel Drayton may be connected to as many as seven murders and other violent acts. Drayton's accused of killing Samantha Stewart, who authorities believe was tied up and tortured for hours. Drayton was arrested in North Hollywood, California, where he was holding another victim captive. It's been 1 year since signs of a data breach was reported by Equifax involving 147,000 Americans. Consumer advocate Ed Merwinski says the credit reporting agency still hasn't paid a price.
They ignored the requirement, you better upgrade your systems or hackers are going to get in.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Donald Trump's Health and Human Services Department appointee resigned on Friday after controversy involving anti-Muslim statements and spreading conspiracies. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Samina Barreto, appointed in December to a communications post, was placed on leave in April following media reports that she used social media to spread conspiracy theories about a supposed pizza shop sex ring and made inflammatory remarks about Muslims. After issuing a public apology, Barreto returned to work but was removed from her post as Deputy Director of Communications and reassigned to Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Barreto's resignation is the third from the HHS following Gavin Smith, a communications staffer who publicly attacked lawmakers and reporters, and Tim Clark, who served as a White House liaison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump tweeted today that there are consequences when people cross the border illegally, and he says many who do so are using children for their own sinister purposes. His tweet comes several days after the government says more than 1,800 children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border have been reunited with parents and sponsors. Hundreds remain separated. Trump also says Congress must fix the, quote, dumbest and worst immigration laws anywhere in the world. A powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist destination of Lombok in Indonesia Sunday, killing 14 people and damaging them.